Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. We come into you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. Website, www.republicbroadcasting.org. And the program website is currentissues.tv. You can also join our live chat at rbnlive.chatandgo.com. chatango, chat and go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a couple of things that we will talk about today. One of them is the Israeli government approving, or the Attorney General of Israel approved, Prime Minister Netanyahu's request to use live snipers power against rock-throwing children. So the government of the Prime Minister Netanyahu asked for and received approval to allow its police. Now, of course, the army was already using that anyway. It's not something new. But now they extended that authority to the police force, where it could be used against Palestinians throwing rocks at Israeli soldiers and police. Now, you might say, well, okay, well, I mean, why throw rocks? Good question. Why do Palestinians throw rocks? The answer to that is very simple. The Palestinian people are people under occupation, under Israeli military occupation, as in somebody with a gun comes over, takes your land, takes your home, kills your family, kills your dad, kills your sister, kills your brother, and you go out to protest, and the only thing you have to fight with is rocks. While other side have tanks, they have armored vehicles, they have Humvees, they have Jeeps, they have all kind copters, F-16s, F-22s, they have all that. Nuclear bombs, they have all that. Now, the Palestinians, they see one of their most holy shrines, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, being taken over by Jews because they think that 3,000 years ago, they had a temple where that mosque has been for 1,400 years. That's the problem. That is the problem. Now imagine, whatever your religion is, turn this thing around. If Muslims would come to your church, take it over, and kick you out of it, and if you defend it, you have nothing to defend with except maybe tear part of a wall or something and make rocks to defend yourself with, to defend your mosque or your church. So now Israel's saying that if you throw rocks at us, and it doesn't matter how old you are, children, 10, 11, 14, 15, finding that the only way they can protect something that is so dear to them, which is Al-Aqsa Mosque. Just imagine, if it was done to you, if Muslims came and took over your church, would you just hand them the key and say, adios? Or are you going to stand and fight with whatever you have? Now, to some people say, well, if the other guy has a gun, I'm not fighting. Well, to these little Palestinian children, guns don't scare them. They will still resist. They will still fight. They're not going to take it laying down. And that's what the whole story is. So next time when the news you're watching says that Israel must do this or had to do this, there was nothing else for them to do except that. No, there are many things that they could do. Stop the attack on these people's mosque. Very simple. But when every day you bring in 40, 50 of these illegal settlers to wreak havoc in this Muslim mosque that means so much to Muslims around the world, not just Muslims in Jerusalem, but Muslims around the world, and then you come and say, well, they need to stop throwing rocks. So what Israel is saying by doing that is that this 14-year-old, 15-year-old, 12-year-old Palestinian throwing rocks to defend their homes and defend their religious